does she touch my hand? And what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. At least seven people were killed when winds whipped through Houston Thursday. It could take weeks for everyone to get their power back. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports.
Building after building, block after block, windows blown out by 100 mile per hour winds.
You can hear the crunch as I walk along the glass-covered streets of a major American downtown. All the glass coming down onto the street below, just pouring down as this wind whipped the building apart.
The National Weather Service says four tornadoes touched down in the Pittsburgh area yesterday. CBS News Pittsburgh reporter Ricky Sayre.
Neighbors are finding shingles on the sidewalks. Some porch furniture found its way onto the street. The winds pushed a grill about 20 feet. It took a railing with it. The owner of the home told us she got the call about what happened and started panicking, saying she couldn't think straight.
Golfer Scottie Scheffler played well at the PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky after he was arrested, charged with assault for allegedly not following orders at the scene of a fatal accident. Correspondent Danya Backus.
An attorney for Scheffler described it as a misunderstanding and denies the golfer assaulted the officer with his vehicle. Scheffler said in a statement that he was proceeding as directed by officers and that he never intended to disregard any of the instructions. Scheffler eventually teed off after the chaotic morning, shooting a 5-under-66, one stroke better than his Thursday round.
The man convicted of attacking former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer inside the couple's San Francisco home in 2022 was sentenced to 30 years in prison. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In Paul Pelosi's letter, he describes the ongoing lingering pain and health problems he's suffering because of that attack, ranging from migraines to dizziness to balance issues, walking issues, light sensitivity, and also described the gruesomeness of the injury to his hand in that attack. Nancy Pelosi, in asking for a long sentence, described the trauma the family has suffered and how she tries not to talk about that attack with Paul Pelosi so as not to trigger any memories.
Trucks carrying aid to Gaza rolled across a new U.S.-built pier.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says that in addition to the 1,000 soldiers and sailors conducting the mission, a small force of U.S. troops is protecting the causeway anchored to the shore. A Pentagon official says the troops are at the end of the causeway, about 500 yards offshore, and will not violate President Biden's order of no American boots on the ground in Gaza. Further out to sea, an American destroyer is standing by, ready to shoot down any incoming rockets or missiles.
CBS's David Martin reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
A 17-year-old with a name from history books already has a doctorate degree.
Dr. Dorothy Tillman II, at an age when most people are starting their college applications, just earned a Ph.D. in integrated behavioral health from Arizona State. She's 17.
I never thought it would, like, snowball kind of into all of this.
Tillman is the granddaughter of civil rights activist and legendary Chicago alderwoman Dorothy Tillman and started taking college classes at the age of 10.
after every degree, it kept being like, well, what to do next? You know, maybe keep studying more, keep learning more.
The Southsider, nicknamed Dorothy Genius by friends and family, has advice for others who want to be her.
If you're 10 years old and you want to be me, my first suggestion is look in the mirror and tell the boy or girl in the mirror that you don't want to be me. You actually want to be them. You want to be whoever it is that they want to be in their wildest dreams.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine 82. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 62. Sunshine at a high of 75 on your Sunday. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high near 79. Tuesday, more showers and storms and highs back to the upper 70s.
It's 51 at our studios.
Baby in disguise. sure she wonders where you are.
To Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently explained the Supreme Court's Purcell principle and its impact. May 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a shocking Fifth Circuit decision to throw out fairer congressional districts for Louisiana. The Purcell principle apparently played a role. The 2006 Purcell principle instructed courts not to hand down decisions which would disrupt election administration too close to the election, confusing voters. Louisiana's 2021 racially gerrymandered congressional districts were finally changed in 2024 to include 2 majority black districts in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. April 30th, the Fifth Circuit threw those districts out, 6 months before the election. Democracy groups appealed, and May 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the Fifth Circuit ruling, pending a full appeal. It's likely the case won't be heard until next year, so fairer maps remain in place for the 2024 election. That's good news, sort of. Although the order itself doesn't mention Purcell, dissents from Justices Jackson and Kagan do. Jackson writes, in my view, Purcell has no role to play here. There's little risk of voter confusion from a new map being imposed this far out from the November election. In fact, we have often denied stays of redistricting orders issued as close or closer to an election. Justices need to figure out how close is too close, and soon. No less than the freedom to vote hangs in the balance. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wow. make you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinere, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh,
silly pool.
Oh, my girl, we had to break up.
Silly pool.
Oh, that she would call my
silly
boy.
Silly pool.
And she said, to my surprise, big girls don't cry. Big girl.
Ay, ay, ay.
They don't cry.
Big girl don't cry.
Said, they don't cry.
Yeah. good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online
online at our FCC public file.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. Help me, Rhonda. The sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dog.